It's a bit confusing. What is it exactly that we're celebrating on Hanukkah? Two major things happen. Number one was the war. Hellenism had taken over the country. And a handful of faithful, loyal Jews from the family of Kohanim, they stood up and fought against the Greeks. A group of untrained Jews had stood up for what they knew was right. And they win. It was guerrilla warfare, shooting bows and arrows against this mighty Greek army. It was miraculous that a handful of untrained, passionate Jews had won against this army. And then the second miracle happens. When this group enter into the base of Migdash, they light the last bit of oil that remained, and miraculously, the oil lasts for 8 days. Now, the victory in battle made a difference to the future destiny of Klal Yisrael. We re-established self-rule, and the base of Migdash was rededicated. Is the miracle of the oil enough to have a Yom Tov? There were many miracles that happened in the base of Migdash. Says the Maharal, in war, it's up to interpretation to say who won. You can say it was guerrilla warfare and that's why they won. We then came to the base of Migdash and we experienced a pure miracle. That's the wink of the Neiros Chanukah. And through that miracle, it showed that the war was also from Hashem. That something supernatural made it so clear that the war, the victory in war, was from Hashem. The Neiros Chanukah, the miracle of the oil, could not be interpreted in any other way. And therefore, what we're celebrating on Chanukah is the fact that the brave Jews won a miraculous battle. However, the announcement we make on the street, the Pirsum HaNes, by way of lighting the candles, is to signify the miracle of the oil, so that people have no alternative other than to attribute that to Hashem. And it comes out that both these miracles of Chanukah is a divine statement to all of mankind that this world has a creator. It's the Yom Tov of miracles. Miracles means a creator that constantly sustains and is involved in the world every single day. Based on this, we can understand clearly that when it comes to Al HaNisim, we don't mention the Pach Shemen. We don't mention oil, because during davening, we are in front of Hashem. We are thanking Him. And we thank Him for the win over the Greeks, because we know it was a miracle. We're speaking to Hashem. But when it comes to the Pirsum HaNes, which we are parading in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the public, we can't then talk about the military victory. There, we light the candles. The Ramban, famously in Parshas Bo, says that the purpose of miracles is to see Hashem in our everyday life. The Pirsum HaNes was to see that the war was also from Hashem, that everything is really Hashem. And that is the strength of Chanukah. It gives us the ability to open our eyes and to see Hashem in everything. That's what this time of the year is Masugah for, to see Hashem in all areas of life. Rebbe is always nice bringing this time of the year that, you know, today people enjoy eating rare meat. So we eat this rare meat and we have enzymes in our stomach that digest the meat. Why doesn't it digest our stomach? It's an ace, it's a miracle. Really, our stomach should also be taken up. How should our body be able to tell the difference between the rare meat that we eat and our stomachs, which is also raw? Raw meat is together with our own raw stomachs, but our stomachs isn't digested. It's a miracle. Mibisori echza. From my own body, I can see Hashem, to see Hashem everywhere. That's what it means to take the miracle of Chanukah, where you see the supernatural and you can declare and see Hashem everywhere. All the natural is also seeing the Yad Hashem. And with this, Rebbe Akivitz explains why we don't ever daven for Tchiyas HaMesim. We say there is Tchiyas HaMesim, but we don't ever daven for miracles. What's interesting is, but if someone forgets Al HaNisim in benching, then we say, HaRachamon Hu Yaselon HaNisim V'Niflois. May Hashem perform miracles. Kishem Shal Sisal Avaseinu, just like He performed for our fathers, Bayom Mehim Azman Hazeh, in those days. Why can we daven for a miracle on Chanukah? Says Rebbe Akivitz, because all the year we can't daven for a miracle. But on Chanukah we see that it's all a miracle. So therefore you can daven for miracles. On Chanukah we reach a level of clarity. Hashem is in our everyday life. And therefore on Chanukah, you can daven for miracles. Chazal say, L'shana acheres, kovata b'halavahidah. That the following year, after the miracles of the war and the menorah, The Chachamim established Chanukah as a holiday to thank Hashem. Why did they wait a year? Why couldn't they then, there and then, just declare Chanukah as a Yom Tov forever? Explains the Kedushas Levi. They thought the miracle of Chanukah was a one-time experience. But the following year, the Chachamim perceived, they could feel, that the atmosphere of miracles was still in the air. They understood that the miracle of Chanukah, the Koichus, would be and reoccur every single year. And therefore, besides all the donuts, the games, the latkes, the fun and the beauty of Chanukah, sit with the candles and daven for the impossible. And may we merit to see miracles in our everyday lives. Bayomim Bahim Bazman Hazeh.